The nature of these interactions can also vary quite considerably. One type of interaction is when one species preys on another, such as a fox catching and eating a rabbit. Meanwhile, the rabbits are consuming other organisms, the grasses. Since the deer also consume grasses, they are indirectly interacting with the rabbits, competing with each other for food. At the same time, microorganisms are interacting in many ways with all the animals and plants in our habitat. For example, the rabbits require bacteria in their gut to digest the tough plant material in the grass. Other microorganisms can also be causing a disease in one or more of these organisms. All of these organisms are interacting with abiotic factors of the environment. For example, the grass needs soil nutrients and sunlight to grow. The animals and plants are also consuming the water that results from natural precipitation. The organisms and the local abiotic factors with which the organisms interact constitute the ecosystem.